Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In Pine Plains, today voters will be able to cast ballots at a special election authorizing the Pine Plains Fire Company to issue $275,000 in bonds to finance the cost of purchasing a new pumper. Totaling a maximum estimated cost of $375,000, the department is currently looking to purchase a 2021 Class A pumper to replace its older pumper, noting that the older pumper has cost a lot to maintain lately. That cell tower hearing, which was held in Kent in July, has been continued until today. Now, members of the public can listen in but cannot make comments today. For more information on this, for the meetings and hearings regarding the cell tower, go to the Kent website, townofkent.org. Using the docket number provided there, you can follow the links to the State Siting Council website. Presidential primary voting is going on today from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. here in Connecticut. In Kent, the Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting that is set for tonight at 6:30. The Region 1 Board of Education Policy Subcommittee meeting will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock on Zoom. Information is available at the Region 1 website. Also coming up tomorrow at 6 p.m., Cornwall Reads Fiction, Blair Brown at the Cornwall Library. The Town of Amenia Town Board has a special town board meeting on Wednesday, first floor meeting room at 7 p.m. The public will not be permitted to attend the meeting in person, and public comment will not be taken at that meeting. The Kent Planning and Zoning Commission has their regular meeting coming up on Thursday at 7 p.m. Also on Thursday, the online trivia game in Cornwall being held at 7 p.m. on Zoom. On Thursday, the Town of Northeast has their town board meeting that will be held at 7 p.m. The pressure on Eversource will continue nearly a week after thousands of customers in Connecticut remained without power following a tropical storm. During a news conference yesterday, Senator Richard Blumenthal said he's demanding the head of Eversource, CEO James Judge, to step down. He said he's meeting with Eversource leadership. Blumenthal also said there needs to be a complete restructuring of the company from top to bottom. When it comes to customers, Blumenthal is demanding Eversource issue a refund. Over the weekend, Blumenthal said Eversource top officials hinted that maybe they would charge Connecticut consumers for the cost of restoring power and repairing the lines. Blumenthal's message to Eversource, quote, "Don't even think about it. No way," end quote. The number of coronavirus-related deaths increased by 3 in Connecticut, bringing the total to 4,444. Hospitalizations decreased by 1, bringing that total to 64. The number of tests performed since the beginning of the pandemic now stands at over 900,000, an increase of 38,000 since Friday. Governor Lamont also outlined some enforcement in the state's regarding coronavirus protocols. He said for folks who cannot wear a mask due to medical condition, they must now have documentation. The first fines have been issued due to travel advisory violations. And he also said they will be stepping up enforcement on large private parties, and fines and closures will be enforced for businesses violating the rules. President Donald Trump's executive order providing an additional $400 weekly in unemployment benefits, with states having to kick in $100, is unworkable, according to Governor Cuomo. Trump signed the executive order Saturday at his private country club in New Jersey after talks in Congress over a new coronavirus relief package came to a halt. Congress allowed those higher payments to lapse August the 1st. The requirement for states to cover $100 with the supplemental $400 has been opposed by numerous governors, including Cuomo, who said the plan would cost New York State an additional $4 billion in between now and December. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 27,791.44. The NASDAQ starts off the day at 10,968.36. And the S&P 500 at 3,360.47. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that'll come your way in just a few moments.